Breezy 101. There's some more Van Halen for you. Ain't Talking About Love. That request came in from my buddy Matt, who's the editor down at the Enterprise Journal in Macomb. He was on the Associated Press Board of Directors with me. He's a big Van Halen fan, so we sent that one out to Matt this morning. It's 8:15. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We have Kosciusko Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft on with us now for Minute with the Mayor. And Mayor, thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here.
And I had a lengthy meeting.
Yeah, last night.
Lengthy meeting.
First meeting of the new fiscal year.
Yeah, so that's always got to be, you know.
Spend some money.
Yeah, spend some money and take some news. But just a couple of unclean properties, nothing too big there. And then the first order of business was a school board appointment. One of those is coming up, going to expire at the end of the year.
That's right. A few years ago, we started this just so the public would know if they had any interest in doing this. And Randy Fuller's term expires at the end of the year. Randy is eligible to apply and be reappointed if he so chooses. But we put this out a couple of times now, so we'll take applications on that till October the 30th. Need to have them in by the 30th at least by 5 o'clock that day.
Yeah, so end of the month, basically. And then same thing for the Water and Light Commission, right?
Right. Billy Tolleson's term is up. We did this last year with the term that expired last year. So we just felt like this would be a good way to do and give people opportunities. And, you know, it also gives a person, if they want to get off, a chance to get off without feeling they have to be reappointed. So those two things are critical to the community, both of those. So if you're interested, just come by City Hall, email me. I'll email you an application, whatever, and just get that back to us by the 30th.
By the end of the month. Next, it was advertising for a solid waste vehicle. I think you called it a grapple machine.
Yeah, so you see these trucks with, especially when you have storms, they have a big arm that comes off the truck, reaches down, gets the pile. The guy operates
the
joysticks and dumps it over in the truck. We're doing that right now with an end loader. It's an expensive machine, and it's got a lot of age on it. And so we've watched other towns with these grappler machines, they call them, and they work well. It's usually one guy can do it. So it's just, like I said, just operating the joystick, picking it up, dropping it in the truck, and hook up and go on. So we're going to take bids on that. We have to do this reverse auction. As I said last night, thanks to the legislature, this is a new way of doing things the last couple of years. And so we'll reverse auction that once we get all the paperwork up. And actually, you let an auction company handle that bid for you. So that is easier than it sounded when we first started to do.
Yeah, and that's what the next thing was, which you approved. I think it's called Central
Auction. Yeah, they did the last one. We bought a street sweeper and did a good job and came highly recommended from other towns.
And then next, you had to advertise to sell some surplus property. I think it's a lot of plywood.
It's a lot of plywood. We have over 400 pieces of 3/4 treated plywood that was purchased when we were doing the museum on the old Leonard's building for the roof. And then, of course, all the catastrophe with the building happened, and we already had the plywood, or the contractor did. So we have that plywood and some lumber. We'll put an ad in the paper, may get you a list of it if that's all right. And we'll probably take those bids till the 30th as well. I don't know that we put a deadline on that last night, but we'll just probably say that's the 30th as well to get those bids in on that. But there's over 400 pieces of it down there. So
it's a lot of plywood.
We don't need that. And from all I can gather, that stuff's, one, it's high right now, and two, it's hard to get. So hopefully we get some interest in that.
Next, there was approval and consideration of quotes for a couple of things. One was a shed for the street department, and then for some security cameras at City Hall.
Yeah, so the shed, you know, we have the street sweeper. We'll hopefully have this grappler machine, and we don't really have a place to keep that undercover out of the weather. The old building we had is pretty much dilapidated and fallen in, wind damage. So this is a 30 by 100, just a metal shed, open on the front 100 with walls on the two sides and back. And then security cameras for City Hall. Chief Dew had a new system put in at the police department. We were mighty impressed with it, and so we're going to put the same system in at City Hall. You know, you sit in there these days, and we're kind of sitting in there with no protection, no cameras inside, outside the building, and we just feel like the times we live in now, we need to be protected a little bit and at least have video evidence of something happening. So kind of excited to get that done.
Yeah, I was at Chief Dew's office yesterday, and I saw the monitor in there and everything. It's nice.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, so that'll be a great asset.
We're excited to get that. Yep.
And after that, there were some quotes for some work out at the Visitor Center Information Center.
Yeah, so Donna's done a good job out there putting these graphics on the walls, and this is two more graphics to go on two walls. It's about $4,800, I think. It's tourism money. And so we approved that last night for her.
Yep. And then after that, it was a CDBG project, just a lot of payments.
Yeah, hopefully these are the last ones for this sewer project, this last sewer project we did with Hemp Hill Construction. So we paid them and Gardner Engineer and then our administrator, Jason Hicks, with that. So hopefully that's the last of that.
And then there was a change in employee status from full-time to part-time?
Yeah, Matt Ward will go to a part-time officer. He's got other employment, but he will continue to work part-time. I believe it's October the 11th.
Yep, that's what I have written. And next, it's the big one, Mayor, what everybody's been asking about. We talked about last
time. Most important thing in October.
Exactly. That's what we've been leading to. Halloween.
Halloween. Schedule. Right. So we're going to trick-or-treat on Saturday. I'll talk with Darren this morning. I haven't talked to him yet, but we have conversed about this, about the safety parade downtown. I'm not sure exactly what the date of that'll be. And then I've got to call the JA girls, ladies back and let them know that we're okay for them to do their harvest festival at the junior high parking lot. And so the majority of the board there last night, you know, one kind of disagreed, but the majority was okay just to let these things go on. And again, we just like we talked about last minute with the mayor, if you're not comfortable, just stay in your house, keep your lights off. If you want to participate, we'd ask you to turn a porch light on. If you don't, just don't turn a light on and stay in. And if you're scared for your child to be out, please just keep them at home. Nobody should think nothing bad about anybody doing that. I know I've heard of some trunk or treats that churches are doing. If you're safer doing that, do it. We just don't want to deprive children of this. You know, as we talked last night, there's been so many things that's cost these kids school and other things, and their lives are disrupted like everybody's. But, you know, when you disrupt a child, he don't really know what, he or she doesn't know what's going on. It's just different. So we just feel like we'll let them do it. We'd urge you to wear a face covering. I'd say wear a mask on Halloween because most of them probably wear a mask.
But
wear something that covers your nose and your mouth, and be safe and just do the best you can.
Yeah, you know, I imagine everybody involved in these are going to socially distance and make sure everything's,
just be
you know,
smart about it. Yeah. That's all we're asking. Be smart about it.
The kids are already going to school with each other and things like that. So that's good. But yeah, official trick-or-treating date is on Halloween, Saturday, October 31st. But the Oktoberfest and the safety parade still up in the air on those dates. But we'll get those to you.
Pay attention and see when those dates are.
You know I'm going to keep you updated on Halloween events. After that, just approved some travel. Some folks got to go to conferences and things like that. And then I had something else on the back of my sheet somewhere I was writing. Oh, the Mississippi Municipal League, if you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, so we did. The Municipal League Board of Directors met via teleconference the other day about Initiative 65. And while we know this is...
it's medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana, that's right. And let me say before I say what I'm going to say, the Municipal League, nor myself, nor the alderman, I don't think, or Chief Dew, or anybody is opposed to medical marijuana. What the Municipal League is officially opposed to by resolution is Initiative 65. This is a constitutional amendment. So if something's not working about it, that once it hits and the public is not happy with it, you can't run to Jackson and fuss at the legislature. It's a constitutional amendment. And so, long story short, what the Municipal League has done is come out officially asking people to vote against both 65 and 65A. The battle to be a little bit confusing. So you're going to vote once for both or neither. And so we're asking you to vote against both. And then you're going to drop right down, and it's asking you to vote for 65 or 65A. Down there, we're asking you to vote for 65A, which means if medical marijuana was to be enacted, at least it goes through the Mississippi Department of Health and the legislature for guidance and some guidelines, which all my understanding is there's not many guidelines in 65. So
yeah, and you know, like you said, if it does pass as a constitutional amendment, you have to have another amendment to repeal it if it doesn't work, just like the 18th Amendment was prohibition, and then they had to have the 21st Amendment to repeal prohibition in the United States Constitution. That's what it would be.
If it gets
passed and there's just so much trouble with it and everything, it has to be a whole other thing to go through. And like you said, you can't just get the legislature to meet in a session. And
it's very, very loose as it is right now is the best way I could describe it. So the ballot will say vote for approval of either or against both. And so the Municipal League, the Police Chiefs Association are asking you to vote against both, but then vote for alternate measure 65A. So I know that's confusing, but it's a big time for us, and if it gets wrong, it will be a nightmare for the police departments all over.
Yeah, and we had talked to Chief of Police Herbert Dew about it yesterday as well, and he said that the Mississippi Chiefs of Police Associations came out against it as well.
That's
so hopefully we're going to get a sample ballot, and we'll try to educate the public a little bit more about it.
Please understand, I lost a brother to cancer. If medical marijuana would have helped him, I would have done anything I could have done to get it for him. So we're not opposed to the medical marijuana. We are opposed to a constitutional amendment to have medical marijuana.
Yeah, this the verbiage in there is kind of
correct.
It's kind of odd. I mean, reading it and everything.
Before you throw rocks at me, I'm not opposed to the medical marijuana. I'm all for helping anybody that's in chronic pain.
Yep. But yeah, as I said, we'll get a sample ballot so people can see what it looks like and hopefully educate you a little bit more about what it'll look like and the difference between 65 and 65A.
That's right.
But Mayor, that's all I had on my sheet, unless there's anything else you had. You got Lions Club Chicken coming up, right?
Yeah, October 30th.
Yeah.
That's a big day, October 30th.
Yeah.
There's a lot going to go on.
Apparently.
Yeah, if you need chicken tickets, see any Lions Club member. I will say, normally we cook 1,000. We're only going to do up to 600 because COVID has our numbers down. We don't have as many members participating in things. So it takes pretty much a full club to do 1,000. So we're only going to cook 600. So don't look for many to be left on that Friday the 30th.
Better get your tickets while you can.
That's right.
All right, Mayor. Well, we thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you here in 2 weeks.
Thank you.